Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The composer Peter Tchaikovsky knew what loneliness is. He raised the shades of the window of his heart as he wrote in a minor key, "None but the lonely heart can feel my anguish." There are more people today than ever before who know the anguish of the lonely heart. In spite of the fact that more people are alive today than have ever died from the days of Adam and Eve to the present, there is also more loneliness than ever before, too. It takes more than masses and multitudes of people to eliminate loneliness. So why so much loneliness? Well, there are some reasons. The backdrop of much of our modern loneliness began with the move to the big cities. That's where the work is. And behind the barren walls and the locked doors, the beauty of the countryside has long since been forgotten. The asphalt streets and the polluted air have caused us to lose touch with the freshness of the dew on the grass in the early morning, the crispness of a new dawn, and the feel of frost under your feet. We've forgotten what a sunset really looks like, as the blazing sun paints the western sky a myriad shade of red and orange, colors never quite captured by an artist's palette. We tell ourselves this is the price of progress, that a job or a better job justifies all of this. But far more than where we live, it is how we live that produces the loneliness. It's true that more of us are living longer than ever before, which means there are more elderly men and women living alone than before. But much of our loneliness is not the result of the Lord's taking a husband or wife, but the result of our deciding it is better to be alone than in an unhappy marriage. Dr. James Lynch, a psychologist, says, "There is an almost unconscious cultural conspiracy to fool people into thinking that to be alone is a virtue. The myth of independence, which one sees every day in advertising and other media, makes it appear that to admit we need each other is a sign of weakness. Is there a cure for loneliness? There is. It is to love someone as you reach out to someone who is hurting. In reaching out to help that person, you find a cure for your loneliness. Friend, you'll find hurting people all around you. The ones barricaded in a one-room apartment, the lonely men and women who eat by themselves in restaurants night after night, the ones who walk alone because there's no one to share their thoughts. However, there are plenty of hurting people who offer a cure to your loneliness. Some of the work in our own office at Guidelines is done by volunteers who thank us for the privilege of being part of a group. The alternative to loneliness for some, both singles and married, is to get out and to use their talents and their time for the Lord. I don't think I've ever seen a church with so many people who volunteer to work with kids or help in various programs that they couldn't use a few more. Are you fighting loneliness? Then unlock your door, open the shades, take a lingering look at the beauty which God has placed around you. Then go out and look for somebody who is lonely, who's hurting, who needs a friend. You can make that difference. A theater critic closed his column saying, "If you're feeling blue and lonely, stop by and see a movie. It probably won't cheer you up, but at least you can feel sorry for someone else." There is a better way, a much better way, the way of love as you help, whereby you reach out and you take a smile and a touch and make a difference in someone's life.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.